Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sitting in studio with me is Ger Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent. Ger, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we want to talk about PHEVs first, because there was some quite misleading information coming out last week about how you could be driving a PHEV and in fact be driving on petrol.
Okay, so this is Transport and Environment. They're a European environment agency, and they analysed 127,000 plug-in hybrids. Now, what they're saying, and we've known this for a long time, there has been issues, Pat, that people who buy them do not charge them. And there was a famous study in the UK which found that car dealers were, you know, getting them back after 3 years, and the plugs were actually still in their wrappers, which would suggest they were never used.
So why do people buy the PHEVs? Because they tend to be more expensive than a regular petrol.
Yeah, they are more expensive, and they've actually become more expensive in the last while, but more popular because the ranges got better. But a lot of the buyers in the UK were company cars. There were good tax breaks for them. Now, ideally, they work best if you have a shortish commute. Obviously, you know, the range has got longer and you don't do very high speed, so you don't do motorway driving, and then they can be very effective. However, the problem is, according to the Transport and Environment Agency, is number one, the tests that are conducted, the official tests, obviously are under ideal conditions, warm temperatures. They assume that people get the maximum amount out of them. But they're also saying that the electric motor is actually not powerful enough to do zero emission driving, so that the petrol engine is kicking in far more often than people are actually aware of it. So even if you buy them with the best of intentions and you use them correctly, you're still going to be consuming fuel when you do not know that you are.
Okay, well, the way we measure at home with our PHEV is, how often do you have to put petrol in the tank?
And that's probably the best way to do it.
That is the best way. And the answer is rarely.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm sure there are people like you, Pat, who do actually use them correctly. But I think, look, they've always been a stepping stone to maybe going fully electric, because you get the idea of, you know, plugging in and you get that whole thing. But I think there's questions certainly are being raised as to whether or not they should be included in our EV targets. I mean, it's hard to see how the government can come out and say, oh, we have 195,000 electric vehicles on our roads as in 2025. Our emission target has been met if, you know, a substantial proportion of those are plug-in hybrids, which we don't know how they're being used. So I do think it raises questions about that.
Okay, moving on to the data about EV use in Ireland. I mean, we are growing in number, but still far short of where we'd like to be from a government point of view.
Yes, so this is a new analysis from the insurance comparison site Chill Insurance. And what they looked at is, on a sort of county by county basis, the number of electric cars that are sold and the number of chargers that are actually available. So the good news for people in Westmeath is it's Ireland's best county for EVs. Essentially, it has 44.9 EVs, 2.2 chargers and 2.7 dealerships per 10,000 residents. Now, I've never actually been in a situation where I had to charge on the public network in Westmeath, but if I ever am, at least that's consoling. Leitrim ranks the lowest, though, and they have just 55 registered EVs. Now, you can understand why, two chargers and one dealership across the county. So there's no surprise there.
I suppose people in Leitrim are invariably going somewhere else. So therefore, you know, they're going to need legs in their car, and there's range anxiety with people. So therefore, they're not buying in great numbers at the moment.
Yeah, but it's interesting, though. I think the last time, was it the September analysis of EV, our new car sales, showed that there was actually an increase in all counties. Every county is showing an increase in EVs at the moment. But I definitely think I had a really bad experience with the charging infrastructure on Thursday. I took an EV to Cork, and normally it's a journey I do. I hadn't actually done it since before summer, but it was one of those, when it went bad, it went really, really bad. So, I mean, there's still gaps
in the
infrastructure.
And what was the nominal range of the car you were driving?
400. But the problem was,
400 kilometres.
Yeah, I didn't set off at a full charge, so I had to charge. That was, again, because of a charger issue. And Nace, with the population, has only one ESB 50 kilowatt charger. It's so bad, I actually rang the ESB one day and said to them, is there a charger I'm missing somewhere? Is there a hub hiding that I don't know about? But they said, no, that's the only one. So that was busy, so I couldn't use it. So anyway, the problem was apps. And the cards don't work as well as apps. And I had an ESB charging card, and a lot of the charging points were full, and a lot of the charging points didn't work. So it just was a really, really bad experience. So there are still huge gaps in the infrastructure. It's getting better though, but there is issues.
Now, what's the cheapest EV to insure?
The Hyundai Ioniq EV Premium is the cheapest electric car to insure, averaging at $488 annually, which is interesting because I think the average paid for insurance at the moment is about $615. Mm-hmm. So it's actually much lower than the average. Well, the Tesla models are the most expensive, and I assume that's a repair issue more than anything, because we know that insurance costs are going up at the moment because of repairs. So the more costly a car is to repair, the more costly it is to insure at the moment.
The Model 3, 753 compared to the lowest 488.
Yeah.
The Tesla Model Y, 791. So significant differences there. But if you can afford to buy a Model Y, maybe you can afford to insure it.
They're not actually that expensive, though, in comparison to other. They're actually quite well priced at the moment. But I think that the rule of thumb there is when you're buying a new car, always check the insurance cost first as well. So decide how much it's going to cost you.
A couple of other stories. The Gardaí now empowered to issue fines for hard-to-read licence plates. That's going to be... I can read it, Gard. Do you need glasses? Go to Specsavers, Gard.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently this has been an issue for quite a while. This legislation was changed in May 2023, but the apps that the guards use and their own technology hadn't sort of got up to speed. Now, drivers who don't comply with the law on appropriate, and there are obviously rules around the lettering that can be used, what needs to be on a number plate, all of those things, if they don't conform, they will get a €60 fine. So again, it's just, I suppose, technology catching up finally with various different issues like that.
Now, the other thing we're hearing more and more lobbying for is the 30 kilometre per hour speed limit. I mean, if you're doing that in some places, you'll be overtaken not alone by the scooters, but also by bicycles, never mind electric bikes. Your Lycra clad individual is able to do more than 30 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, but whether or not it's going to come in, we've spoke about this before. It was supposed to, I mean, the spirit of the law that was changed was that it would come in as the default, and then local authorities could change various different roads if they want to. Now it's the other way around. It would be the local authorities that will decide whether it comes in or not and where. And it's not expected to be rolled out until next year. And of course, it'll roll out depending on the local authorities' commitment to it. So I don't expect it anytime soon.
I mean, there are so many ramps on roads all around, say, Dublin City, that I cannot go home without encountering lots and lots of ramps. Mm. So presumably that is supposed to be the speed impediment rather than a sign saying 30 kph.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless, people will always find a way around it. So, I mean, I suppose the point of the 30 kilometre, as I said, the spirit of the law was that it would be brought in everywhere, but that's not going to happen. So we'll have to see how it's actually going to be rolled out. It'll be left to local authorities who will do consultations with the public. And I'm sure the public, most of them won't actually be interested in this. So,
and between the canals, it's 30 kph in Dublin, isn't it?
It is. Everywhere. Yeah.
More honoured in the breach than the observance, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.